Heavenly Father, I just pray now, Lord, that you'll just bless and be with Charl as she leads us, Lord. Yes, Father God, that you'll put away any fears or any nervousness that she has, Lord, that you'll just, Holy Spirit, speak through her and speak to us. I ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
And we're going to open the eyes of our hearts to hear you. Thank you.
He says, I don't need this. My voice is loud enough. But it does give my hands something to do. So I welcome you all again. I know you've been welcomed here this morning, but I just want to say you're very welcome in the house of the Lord. We know that he is here, for Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am also. And so we know that the Lord is here. And we just, as Karen said, open our hearts, the ears of our hearts, to hear what the Lord has to say to us today. For I know he has things to say to us that we need to hear. I want to say thank you to Murray and Luke for the worship this morning. How beautiful it is to raise our voices in praise to the Lord, to just center ourselves on him and to know that he is God. There is no other like him. He is our rock, our protector, our deliverer. And he's a God of such great love that we cannot even begin to understand it. But we praise him for that. So as I speak to you this morning, I want to just delve into Psalm 121. I know it's a well-known psalm. Perhaps some of you know it off by heart. I know I do. I often, if I wake up in the middle of the night, I repeat this psalm. It just gives me such peace and such comfort. And so I want to share that with you this morning and just look at what the Lord has to say to us through this psalm. So it is there up on the board. I've got a Bible with a really tiny writing here. Okay, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And I want to just pause there and pick up on something that JP said, how blessed we are to live in this place, where we're surrounded by these beautiful mountains, where I hope we never take them for granted, the beauty of everything that the Lord has provided for us here. And I know that I often sit on the deck of our house that looks over the Titicaca Mountains. And I just marvel at God's power. I look at those rocks, I look at those mountains that are so strong and stable, and I think, God, you never change. You're always the same. While the light and the clouds and the rain and the mist and everything causes the mountains to change every day, their beauty is new every morning. The essence of what those mountains are is the same. And that is what God is. He is the same yesterday, today, and always. And while we change, while circumstances around us change, while we go up and down like a roller coaster, those mountains stay the same. They don't move. They are just there for us to look at and marvel at every day. In the same way that we can look at God every day and know that he is there, he will never change, we can trust him, for he is faithful. And so in the Psalm of David, and the Psalms are some of my most favorite parts of the Bible, because David just, for me, is such a strong and an amazing character. He was a man after God's own heart. And yet he was so fallible. He made so many mistakes. And yet God forgave him. God loved him. God led him. God blessed him. And so I just find David someone we can really trust, because he knew the Lord so intimately. And he says in this psalm, I will lift up mine eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? You know, so often we're in need of help. We struggle on our own. We try and do things on our own. We trust ourselves. And you know, we can never trust ourselves. We're too weak. We're too vulnerable. We're too easily swayed. And yet, our help comes from the Lord. From whence cometh my help? He is the one constant, the one thing that never changes. And so we need to look to God every day. Because every day brings new challenges. Every day brings new problems. Every day brings new things that make us sigh. Or perhaps even things that make us beam with joy. And everything, in everything, we need to look to the Lord for our strength. And so he says, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Now, if the God who made those mountains, if the God who made the beauty that JP witnessed firsthand yesterday, JP and Rihanna and the crew that went up, we look at creation. How can we deny that there is a God? How can we deny who made us, who cares for us, who builds us up, who picks us up when we fall? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And David goes on, he will not suffer. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He who watches over you will neither slumber nor sleep. Indeed, he who watches over you is awake always. And isn't that a comfort? You know, I don't know if any of you are something like me, but I'm one of those people, when there are things that trouble me, I put my head down and I go to sleep. There are a lot of people who have problems and lie there with their eyes wide open for hours on end and churning over their problems. I tend to be one of those people who block them out. I put my head on the pillow, and most nights I'm fortunate enough to, within a couple of seconds, I'm gone in the land of Nod. And God has given me that rest for the evening. But it's so comforting to know that while I sleep, he doesn't. God watches over us night and day. He watches over us no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing. He's there. He cares for us. He loves us with such a deep love that he will not let us go it alone. He never slumbers nor sleeps. A sleep is a deep, deep sleep where you can let it all go. A slumber is that sort of, you know it well, Arvin, half awake, half asleep. You know you've been sleeping because you remember you dreamt something, but you don't feel like you rested. God never does that. He's awake. He's wide awake all day, every day, all night, every night, no matter where we are. And so I just draw such comfort from those words of David's, that we can trust the Lord to watch over us always. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. And again, that reminder that the Lord watches over us all the time. And Psalm 91, verse 1 says, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to my Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. He is my God in whom I trust. And so when there's shadows, when things aren't going so well, when the world as evil and corrupt and dark as it often is, when the world throws those dark things at us, when the world puts us in shadow, where we can't see clearly, we can't see our way forward, we can't see our way out of our problems, we can't see where we're going. And you know, most of us like to know where we're going. We plan. I think it's in our nature to look ahead, to plan. What are we going to do? How are we going to manage this? Where am I going to go? Where's the money coming from? We like to know these things. But so often we're in the shadows. We can't see. I have a book at home entitled Just Enough Light for the Step I'm On. And that's all we need. Just light to see where we are now. We don't need to see the future, because God has the future in his hands. We need to just see where we are, just enough so that we don't fall down the next step. We need to trust that God sees the way ahead. And we don't need to know that. We just need to know and rest in Him now. And so it says, He will not that He will guard us night and day. I think in Ephesians, which won't be up on the board, in Ephesians we're encouraged to put on the armor of God. It says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take a stand against the evil one's schemes. And you know, that's what we need to do. We need to take a stand. We need to stand for something. You know, there's a saying that says, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And so often we do that. We fall for whatever we're being told. We fall for whatever people are trying to convince us of, instead of standing on the Lord. Stand on His word. That is why we have this. There are Bibles at the back. If anyone needs one, you're welcome to take one home with you and keep it. Because we all need the word of God. We need the sword. And we need to stand on the word of God. You know, the Lord says to us in so many different places in His word. In Romans, Jesus says, or it says, we stand in grace. Grace is something God gives us every day. It's God's riches at Christ's expense. God gives us His riches. He gives us an abundance of things that only He can provide. But we can't earn it. We cannot buy what God has to give. And it was bought at Christ's expense. Christ was sacrificed on the cross. He was the blood sacrifice for our sins, so that we can stand in righteousness before the Lord and know that we are forgiven. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. In Corinthians, we are told we must stand in the gospel. And as I've just said, we must stand by this word of God. We must stand by what it says. Live by it. It's tough. The world makes it tough. But we need to be tougher. And we have the rock of our salvation with us. We have that mighty God who never slumbers or sleeps. In Corinthians it also says we stand in faith. Now faith is also something that's tough to deal with. How can you believe something that you can't see? We are taught to see and then we believe. But Christ says, believe, and then you'll see. And it's hard to believe in this day and age when we're told that we need to trust the science, we need to trust what we can see. But we are told to have faith. Lost my place. Okay. In Philippians, it says, we stand in Christian unity. Now, we think of that song we sang, Holy Father, Son and Spirit. It's one unity. It's a union of Jesus with His Father and the Holy Spirit. And that's where we stand. And we stand in unity. And we need to stand in unity together. We are a family. We are brothers and sisters, even though we might not know each other very well, some of us. Even though we don't understand where other people come from, we don't understand their situations. We need to be in unity. We need to support each other. We need to hold each other up in our times of trouble and in our times of joy. We need to share. You know, they say a problem shared is a problem halved. Is that correct? I just wasn't sure I got it the right way around. So we need to support each other. That's what we're there for. No man is an island, said John Donne, the poet. No man is an island. We cannot exist alone. We need each other. And that's why we come here. We come here to join together and to hold each other up. So that when we're in fear of falling, or when we have fallen, there's always be someone here to pick you up. And that's why we come together in unity on a Sunday, but 7 days a week we are there to help each other. And we trust God that he will give us all the strength to share our burdens. And then in Philippians it says, we stand in the Lord. That is what brings us together. That is what has brought us here. That is what joins us together, is our faith, love, trust, and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who sacrificed himself for us, so that we can stand before God one day, clothed in righteousness, clothed in robes of white, because that is what is promised to us. And then the last stanza, I suppose, of Psalm 121. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming in and your going out, both now and forevermore. And what a comfort that is, that the Lord watches us as we come in, as we enter into new fields, new areas, new challenges. As we come into each day, every morning when the sun rises, the Lord is there coming into the day with us. And he's there with our going out. He's there when our time on earth is done. But he's there when we complete our challenges, when we overcome things that have held us captive for so long. God is there. He's there at our going out and our coming in. And we can trust him for that. We can trust that we are never alone. I know loneliness is a huge problem for many people. We can be surrounded by others and yet be as lonely as anything. But God sticks closer than a brother. Jesus says, I am your friend. And if we have Jesus as a friend, we will never be alone. So we need to just look at these words of the Psalm of David. Take them to heart. Look at the mountains every day and say, I lift my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the rock of ages. And so I trust that as you enjoy the beauty of this wonderful place God has put us in, as you look at the hills, you look at the mountains, you look at the changing clouds and the way the vegetation changes from season to season, look at the Creator. Look at the one who created it. Know that he created you, and he created you so that he could love you and so that you can return that love. So I trust that as we go into this week ahead, we'll look at the mountains, look at the hills, look to the Lord, for he is our only strength and our salvation. God bless you all. Amen.